kuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, it's right. It is time for my favourite segment of the week. It is the Scorpio Books Spotlight. Now, I have Belle with me this morning. Good morning.
Kia ora, Liam.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
How's Scorpio Books?
Oh, we are just rocketing along.
Yeah.
We have some fantastic events in store this month that I will tell you
all
about.
Yeah, it's been a busy time.
It has. Yeah, we were just saying winter's supposed to be chilled out and everyone's supposed to hibernate. No,
are you still, is the sale still on?
No, our sale has finished.
It's finished now.
Now, yes.
It was great, though.
It was great. It was good fun.
I took advantage of it. It was excellent.
So did I. I do not need more books in my life. And yet every time I walk past the table, I was like, hello.
Oh, I might grab that one.
I know. Hopeless. But I'll tell you about the events we've got coming up. So we have one this very evening, in fact.
Oh.
Tonight we're hosting the Christchurch launch of Paul Moon's new book, Anne's Westra, A Life in Photography, out from Massey University Press. So the photographer Anne's Westra, she died in 2023, sadly, but she took hundreds of thousands of images over her long career, and those images sort of make up like a photo album of Aotearoa, sort of like a social history, I guess. She was an extremely determined and dedicated artist, which sometimes came at a cost, but this drive helped her to overcome a difficult childhood in the Netherlands and then some complex adult relationships later in life.
Oh, right. Okay.
But this is a beautiful biography. It's warm, engaging, and sympathetic. It's richly illustrated as well with her work, and it really interrogates her remarkable and at times controversial art practice. So during her life, she always put photography first.
Yeah, right.
So tonight in the shop, we will have author Paul Moon, who's a professor of history at Auckland University of Tech. Also Anne's Westra's business partner, David Alsop, her daughter, Lisa Van Hulst, and National Library curator of photographs, Louise Garrett. And they'll all be discussing her life and work.
Oh, that should be quite interesting. Yeah. I feel like someone sent me something about that book or something.
Her photos
really
are
good.
Iconic. Like you'll know them when you see them. So as always, this is a free event, and I don't think there's many places left. So please do call the shop to RSVP so we get the catering right if you want to come along. There'll be drinks and nibbles to celebrate. It should be a great night. 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start, as
Lovely.
Always. And then on Thursday this week, we are enormously excited to be launching local writer and poet Jenna Heller's first collection of flash fiction. And that's called The End of the Beginning. And it's published by At the Bay. So what is flash fiction, I hear you ask,
Liam? I assume that's like really short stories.
Exactly, really short stories. Right. So definitions differ around the world, but in New Zealand it seems to be sort of 250 to 450 words.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So like
that is super
a page.
Short.
Yeah,
though, yeah,
a page and a bit.
I've never heard that term flash fiction, though. That's great.
It sounds like jazz hands, doesn't it? So I've read some of Jenna's other work. She's been published all over the place. And they're absolutely amazing. They're sort of these really intense distillations of character and story, time and place. It's like they're like a TARDIS. She can sort of compress and collapse down a whole novel into a few hundred words.
Oh, wow.
So for us time poor types, it's a really fantastic way to read. So every word earns its place on the page. It's an incredibly precise art, often very poetic. And this collection of Jenna's is also a bit exciting because it's the inaugural winner of the Flash Fiction Manuscript Award that's been started by At the Bay, which is a fabulous online platform and publishing imprint as well, dedicated to New Zealand writers of the short form.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So what's this collection all about? I'll read you I'll give you a little taste of the themes in some of these stories. So a tornado rips the roof from a strip mall. A girl is scorched by her own reflection. An unwell man prepares to leave his home and community for the last time. A woman contemplates her impending transformation into a sea creature, while another, gifted with second sight, finds that ghosts start to outnumber the living. So with plots that hinge on moments of unease, betrayal, or violence, these small stories focus on moments of becoming and unforeseen departures. Ranging from North America to Aotearoa, they move through the captured time of childhood memory to the vastness of geological time, often leaning into a queer and ecologically inflected Gothic. So right. That all wow. sounds quite tantalising and delicious, doesn't it?
Wow.
So Jenna will no doubt dazzle us with a reading and we'll be signing copies. So that's this Thursday, 5:30 for 6 o'clock. That's Jenna Heller's The End of the Beginning.
I don't know how I feel. It's almost too short.
No, it's not. It's.
What if I get, invested in a character?
But you'll also be totally satisfied. That's okay, what's okay. so extraordinary, right. that you can just get this intense hit of like that, that crush in the chest.
Yeah,
you
right, get from, right.
a novel, you can just get it real fast.
Damn, there's a talent to that.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. Anyway, we have one more launch later this month. On Wednesday, June 26th, the fabulous Anna Jackson will be launching Robert Sullivan's new poetry collection, Hopurangi Songcatcher, from Auckland University Press.
Lovely.
So it's inspired by the cyclical energies of the Matamataka. These poems see the poet refinding himself and his world. So Robert Sullivan is an extraordinary poet, and this is a beautiful collection, not only to the ear but on the page. It's an absolute treat. So there's three very special, very different books and authors to experience at Scorpio coming up this month, and all the events details are on the website.
So great.
Check it out. And now I have another special treat to blow you away with, Liam.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's like Christmas.
Oh, I've brought you a copy of The Inklings, our newly released winter reading guide, so you won't have to spend your nights trawling the internet,
lovely,
Liam.
Lovely. I've got to get off my bloody laptop
you
at
do,
night times.
And we've done all the hard work
Thank
for you.
You. Thank
we,
you.
We're kind of complete nerds when it comes to putting this catalogue together. We spend months researching, talking to publishing house reps. We read sample chapters, early reading copies, reviews. We make lists.
I didn't know
it gets quite intense.
The amount of effort put into this.
Oh, yeah. We spend a lot of time whittling down a selection.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so this is what we believe.
So this
the
is the
finest of what is publishing
is this
over
a
winter.
Draft copy I've got here?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
right.
It
okay.
is.
Westra is there.
Yep, she's there, yeah. So these catalogues are free in store and available on our website. So check it out. It's full of treasures. There's fiction and poetry, mystery and sci-fi, fantasy, young adult fiction, history, politics, biography, science and natural history.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm seeing all the...
The latest art,
oh my God.
Cooking and gardening titles, books we recommend for book clubs... Plus, of course, our dedicated children's shop, Telling Tales, has their own section complete with age recommendations. So it makes a really great gift guide too. There's something for everyone in there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So do you want to know which ones I'm hanging out to read?
Yes, no, please do.
Okay.
Tell me.
I'll give you a speed tour.
Yeah.
Kiwi novelist Lawrence Fernley has a new novel out called At the Grand Glacier Hotel, which is about a married couple of 20 years on holiday on the West Coast, and life isn't turning out exactly as they'd imagined. Another Kiwi novelist, Tina Macadetti, has a new one out. It's a beautifully imagined novel called The Myers, set in a swampy near future New Zealand with a sort of magical realism twist, and climate and political challenges are brought to bear on a small community. Then there's British literary heavyweight Rachel Cusk is pushing the artistic boundaries once again in her new novel, Parade, which is about art and womanhood and violence. So that's one to check out. Irish novelist Colm Tóibín has released the sequel to his incredibly popular and lauded novel, Brooklyn. It's called Long Island. But clever man, you don't have to have read the first one. It stands alone.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
so that's then, always admirable.
It is. It is. And there's so much. Oh, there's a really hot debut as well. That's taking the world by storm, called The Ministry of Time by Kellyanne Bradley.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
It's got everything. So there's time travel, there's historical fiction, there's
speculative fiction. Book talk at the moment.
It's big everywhere. It was on RNZ this week.
Wow, okay.
It's really something special. There's a romance aspect to it. It's very funny at times. It's just enormous fun. So that's definitely one to check out. And where to start with the nonfiction? There's so much good stuff, but I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on Olivia Lang's new book, The Garden Against Time, which is coming out in August. She's an amazing writer. She's she did Art in an Emergency, and she writes a lot about other writers and artists. And
yeah, right.
But anyway, this one came about because she was restoring a walled garden in Suffolk in 2020, and it sort of launched her off on this investigation of the idea of paradise and gardens. So, yeah, that's a fascinating one to look into as well.
There are so many here.
There are so many, and they're all crackers. So
yeah, I've seen a few already I want to read.
Yeah, so the ones that aren't in store yet, you can find them all on our website. You can pre-order a copy if you want to make sure you get it as soon as it is available.
Oh, yeah, I highly recommend this.
And that's just a taste of what's in there. There's lots more.
Only had a taste of this book club, but there's already a few books I want to read.
Yeah,
wow, that's quite powerful. There's powerful stuff.
Powerful stuff, and it's beautiful as well.
Yeah, I love this image on it.
Yeah, like the glacier.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the cover image from the new Lawrence Fernley.
It is too. Yes,
our fabulous designer Natasha Woods is a bit of a wizard. She always makes it look incredibly beautiful. Thanks, Tash.
Yes, thank you, Tash.
Yeah.
I recommend anyone to grab one of these in store at Scorpio Books in the BNZ Centre, 120 Hereford Street.
That's where you'll find us.
That's right. Well, Belle, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you
to all the effort the team puts in.
Oh, we love it.
You're not just there like, hi, do you need any assistance? It's more like, do you need any assistance? I've done 4 years of book reading just to train for this moment. Like,
that's right.
Wild. It's brilliant.
It's wonderful. We love it.
Have a great, great day.
Thank you, Liam. You too.